Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work on the block. Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
That you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
That you know it's so real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Out the shadows and the darkness, from the pits of the rawness. Gladiator pen swarm society again. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid. Shadows in the darkness, from the pits of the rawness. Gladiator pen swarm society again. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid.
I am the monster in the shadows, the beast from when you sleep. The king of the whispers from beneath the demons under the street. The militant burning the village to kill the minions in minutes. Ripping those remnants to pillage those who sin against. I am verbalization of death in 20 different forms. I define pestilence and swarms. Come correct, you've been born. I'm a wraith of thorns, ready to waste and face the forms. Take the place that makes you mourn, remake the way I storm. I'm the gruesome stormtrooper with kills in a black duffel. Armed to the teeth if you struggle, stay calm until you're muffled. I tell your mom you're in trouble, then arm the saw to make you suffer. My God, the mercy killer, face buster, bone crusher. You should be afraid that I walk the land, stalking the earth, the plot thickens, so they call it when you covered in dirt.
Shadows in the darkness, from the pits of the rawness. Gladiator pen swarm society again. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid. Shadows in the darkness, from the pits of the rawness. Gladiator pen swarm society again. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid.
I grab the black duffel, grab the old brass knuckles, ready to cold blast snub you. Mr. Right and free will adds trouble. We'll catch you changing your brown bag into a bloodbath special. You see this mallet? Oh, I know you seen this mallet. I'm finna beat the shit out of your wrists and hands. See the regime? We be coming with a different plan. Torture racks, spike bats, mix and match. Be very afraid. Spray fast, fix a flat. Say Jack, this is payback. Back, I take that, remembering beefs from way back. The evidence that y'all left in the streets, erase that. For this mace ball and chain, I'll take your face back. Got a raised axe, hoping your clan's ready to face that. Spare women and children, bad breaking plot twist. Trump pops, evidence never traced back.
Shadows in the darkness, from the pits of the rawness. Gladiator pen swarm society again. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid. Shadows in the darkness, from the pits of the rawness. Gladiator pen swarm society again. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid. You should be afraid. You should be very afraid.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and with me, as always, is Star Saxon, my dude. That song that you heard coming in—that was Gladiator Pen, and it featured Blaze Rock, Floyd Wright, with DJ Bless One on the cut called "Very Afraid." I wanted to bring that, my man, Mr. Ryan, always does his thing. So, what we do sometimes, oftentimes, as I've mentioned before, is we Source Action and I gives us an opportunity. We are partners since high school, but it gives us an opportunity to chop it up. And sometimes it's a good diversion from things that are going on, and it allows us to vent in different ways. So hopefully, we bring you a little bit of entertainment. But this is our diversion and what we do. But Source Action, I want to ask you, I came across something, and I sent this your way. Five Dog, we know Five Dog passed away about a year ago, if not a little longer than that. But he has a posthumous album that's going to be coming out. I believe it's called Forever. And so, you know, I wanted to get your thoughts on two things. One, what's your thoughts on are you looking forward to hearing this posthumous Five Dog album? And secondly, what are your thoughts on albums like this, where an artist is working on a project, they pass away, whatever happens, and they pass away, and then, you know, you have these holes, you have verses or parts of a song, like what happened with Sean Price with his most recent album, Songs in the Key of Price, and it wasn't all what completely done, so you had to kind of piecemeal some different things. What are your thoughts on first the Five Dog album, and then, you know, posthumous albums as a whole?
Man, look, Jay, I'm sure you'll testify to this. All but a select few rappers and MCs are working artists.
Right.
Is that or is that not true?
That is true.
Therefore, I'm not saying these motherfuckers is check to check, but this is grinding, right? So that means, from my standpoint, the family and the broader network of people that associated with them with regards to finances, niggas got. How would you feel if, like, your dad passed away seemingly out of nowhere, and he didn't have a windfall treasure trove just to pass on to you? And it was just like he was a working artist, and he was waiting for that last album to come out to make sure that you guys would be good for the next, like, 4 to 6 months. And then he passes away, and then the shit's just stuck on the shelf.
Yeah.
I think you kind of got to look beyond the idea of just the MC in a vacuum, beyond the brand of the MC in a vacuum, and just think about, you know, particularly with these older cats too, right? I mean, motherfuckers got families, dude. So before I shit on somebody for, like, dropping a, you know, post-mortem album, I'm going to just say, man, motherfuckers got kids, they got wives, they got parents that may have outlived them. And that catalog, you got to put that shit out there for them downloads, for the cover art, for the t-shirts, for the swag that you want to get, the fucking blunt rollers, you know, put the image on the sneakers. And at a certain point, you actually seemingly maximize the potential of who you are as an artist, seemingly after you die. And the sad part is, what's the phrase, man? Love me while I'm alive?
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff could have been done while they were alive, right? I mean, I'm saying, you know, Fife, for example, got to come out with some fucking skater shoes or a line of skateboards, which seemingly is popular now amongst rappers who don't skate. But, I mean, what about, you know, the 5 foot freak, right? And it's like, whatever the fuck is 5 feet long, just put Fife on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever the fuck is, I just call it 5 foot ink, right? And it's like, it's just, everything is in size five, just for the kids, you know? I don't know. All I'm saying is, this is the type of shit that people seemingly start to explore after an artist dies. And it's like, do that shit when the motherfuckers is alive, right?
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna support the project. I mean, that Nutshell track was kind of hot, dude. I like that a little. That shit was nice.
Indeed. Yes, I'll look forward. I'm gonna check that out. I'll probably look forward to that a little bit more than maybe some other projects that have come recently and that are coming down the pike. So let's get into a couple of joints, and we're gonna get into the whole Chance the Rapper thing. He ended up. We talked about him a few weeks ago, and so he won a few Grammys, and I wanted to get Star Saxon's take on that. So we got Fife Dawg, Nutshell, A Tribe Called Quest Butter, which of course we know is where everybody said Fife is going in. Apollo Brown and Sky Zoo, one and the same. So Fife Dawg, Tribe Called Quest, Apollo Brown and Sky Zoo. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Undefeated, unblemished, underrated, unfair. unfiltered, unafraid, unaffected, undaunted, unabashed, undeniable, untouchable, unstoppable, unusual, underdog, unsurpassed, unyielding, unsupportive, fuck you and your feelings, unrelenting, unscathed, uncontrollable, unpleasant one, follow with me, feeling is mutual, ha, and that's just me in a nutshell, uncensored, unchanging, unbreakable, unconscious, uncouth, unbearable, unmerciful, unexplainable, unemotional, uninterested when dealing with unoriginals, unaccustomed to unproven rap flows, unresponsive to unapproved stage shows, that's unacceptable, unexciting, lazy fucker, fight for the uncanny and comic, rhyme spitter,
ha, and that's just me in a nutshell, 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 say, that's just me in a nutshell, 5 footer in a motherfucking nutshell.
Keep the rebirth of the reborn as I rebuild, reconnect with this rebel, redefining raw skill. I realign, readjusted, refocus, reanalyze what's real versus bullshit. Had to refuel, reactivate, to reemerge, reevaluate, recalculate. Bitch, I return, redefine, reenergize, get reacquainted. Rhythm Kings Incorporated, roots, we made it. Invulnerable, inviting, invincible, inventive one, which leaves most inviable. Get involved, invest in these youths, kid, invigorate, induce that old realness. Insecure, nah, more like inhumane, it's not a game. Shut your mouth, use your inner voice, stay in your lane, inaugurate those with incentive to want to innovate. Insisting that those who inspire, we will initiate.
What? And that's just me in a nutshell. Nutshell, nutshell, nutshell. Ha! Fight dog in a nutshell. New York finest in a nutshell. Yeah.
About that.
Who's that?
5 foot or something. Was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go, cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice before my banks. Swinging with my main man, Lucky, behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me jack. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them, leave them, skeeze them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal, and I'm all too man like Alexander O'Neal. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time trying to be a super hoe, she finally played me. But yo, I'd find another, cause I've got the crazy game, and yo, I'm smooth.
Hey, yo,
like butter.
It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. 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 It's like butter. Like the butter, baby. Not no parquet, not no margarine. Strictly butter. Strictly butter, baby.
I remember when girls were goody two shoes, but now they turn to freaks all of a sudden.
We love you, bye.
Ease off, ho. My name's Malik. Fight this, fight that. Where you going, where you at? These girls don't know me from Jack. Yet I feel like the Mac. You didn't want me then, so yo, hun, don't want me now. Here, here, take the towel. Wipe off your brow and take the contact out your eye. You're far from looking fly. You're getting E for effort and T for nice try. And tell me what's the reason for dying your hair. Slum village gold still dangling in your ear. You barely have a neck but still sporting a rope. Four finger ring just so Pfeiffer can scope. You looked in the mirror, didn't know what to do. Yesterday your eyes were brown, but today they are blue. Your whole appearance is a lie and it can never be true. And if you really like yourself, then you would try and be you. If your hair and eyes are real, I wouldn't have dissed you. But since it was boy, I had to dismiss you. But if you can't achieve it, then why not try and weave it? If you can't extend it, then you might as well suspend it. If you can't braid it, best thing to do is fade it. I asked who did your hair, and you tell me Diane. Maybe if you were you and just you, talk to you, maybe. But I can't sensitivity. Cause I am not the one, I got more game than Parker Brothers. Fight dog is on the mic and I'm smooth like butter.
Chilling with my man Jay Love. Jay Love, thank you for the plug, man. Microphone Masters, keep it locked with a hip hop list.
My pop said time and it's money, ain't it? I prayed over my watch and promised I wouldn't waste it. No service, no blurs, no vision tainted. Nor is the hue on this if beam, ain't shit adjacent. I'm in a place where the aim is like trying to kill a basement. The same basement I drew up on dreams in a basement. Money loud like the only way we can live is blatant. Until it muffle the crowd and then it get complacent. Bet placing, three dice, triplets, keep mine and trips. And I need mine and sixes, pardon me, Gio. I'm a Capricorn with tendencies bordering Leo. I was told that I would be Birdie, but wanted to be Theo. I was 12, falling asleep to the thought of a kilo. I was 12 in advanced classes, as bored as a free throw. My mother's biggest fear was me coming home with a P.O. So I never came home with one. Never saw the back of a cop car. I saw the back of a cop soul with his Glock drawn. I saw the souls hop out of the women I hopped on. I saw pesos on the VI like Sky Dog. It gotta be you. You fathered everybody out on the move. Rappers doing a lot of ugly tie shopping in June. I'm on the other side of the table like none of that's important. But still, I'm smiling on it cause it's obviously true. I'm true enough to admit that we grew up the same. We grew up on a flip as if that was God. Word, intriguing how God works and how a rod works and a bent card works and how we thought it the same. And you get caught in the aim of my side by sides. Birdies on a Hail Mary like la da da. And rumor has it, bro, is like Von Miller on the line. You false start and should have turned Thriller on a dime. I'm just filling in the time that I promised I wouldn't throw out. And try and catch a lick with my ace boom before we close out. I move around lower than ace do when I roll out. Hennessy bloodstream, I bleed and it'll flow out. Due to the circumstance that we was all placed in, the only way that we'll be complacent is off of payments. And there go that word again. See how we all waiting. The easier the truth, the quicker you'll all face it. Pop said time and his money ain't it. I prayed over my watch and promised I wouldn't waste it. No service, no blurs, no vision tainted. Nor is the hue on this inf beam, ain't shit adjacent. I'm in a place where the aim is like trying to kill a basement. The same basement I drew up on dreams in a basement. Money loud like the only way we could live is blatant. Until it muffles the crowd and then they get complacent. Said time and his money, ain't it? One and the same.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. So Star Saxon, I am not the biggest award show person. I was flipping through when I happened to see that it was on the Grammys Wall the other day. And we know, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago where Chance the Rapper was up for a few Grammys. And I'm still a little bit uncertain how I feel about the whole mixtape game, being able to put a project out, a mixtape in a sense. And even we know it's not a mixtape because it's full of original music, so how can you call it a mixtape? be that as it may. He was nominated for 3 Grammys, and he ended up winning. So he won. He brought some home. He's an artist that is an independent artist. He is not signed to any major label. He's done many great things. Has a Kit Kat commercial. Has been on all the late night talk shows. Has a festival. All that type of, has started a festival. All that good stuff. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the significance or lack thereof of Chance the Rapper. So Star Saxon, it's on you.
All right, here's my opinion on this bullshit, dude. First off, can we collectively acknowledge that we are a far cry from Flavor Flav saying who gives a fuck about a goddamn Grammy?
Yes, sir.
Last thing I want to see is a rapper crying over winning a fucking Grammy. That's the last thing I want to see. I'm not saying I saw it this past weekend, but that's the last thing your boy Star Sax wants to see is a rapper crying over winning a goddamn Grammy. I want to see more rappers, upon winning the Grammy, come up there and represent like Diggable Planet did and just shut the whole fucking place down, letting them know they need to keep their perspective on what matters most in life. Go look that shit up on YouTube.
Indeed.
Now, with regards to Chance's mixtape winning a Grammy for Best Rap Album, a couple of things, man. You gotta look the devil in the eye and see a backhanded compliment when it's happening. This nigga won a fucking Grammy for a mixtape, but all the other artists up there, De La Soul included, didn't win shit in the same category for actually producing an album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do is give you a Pulitzer for the best book. Everybody wrote a book, but you just wrote a chapter. Alright? So you gotta call spade spade, right? But notice, they're only gonna do that shit in the black category, dude. You feel me?
Right.
They ain't gonna shit on Adele like that. They ain't gonna shit on Adele like that, like Rihanna drop a fucking mixtape and that shit get album of the year over Adele. They ain't gonna do that. They only gonna do that shit to niggas, dude. They only gonna do that shit to niggas. And look, everybody knows your boy Star Sax is not a Drake fan. I'm not. Probably would've given that shit to Drake. Because that's what the fuck the Grammys is about. Get that shit to Drake. Get that shit to Kanye. That's what that shit's about. Alright? Now, personally, the shit that got me was how the fuck did De La Soul get nominated? who put them in there, man?
Yeah, it was.
Hold a second. How the fuck did De La get up in there? But everybody knows if you really want to go that route, you're supposed to put Tribe up in there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the motherfuckers did perform, right?
When the Tribe album dropped, maybe, because De La album dropped a couple of months before Tribe, if I'm not mistaken.
What's the cutoff, though? Because the homie told me about the Tribe album, like, in November. What's the cutoff? I thought it was December, because that's why The Weeknd got shitted up. Because he dropped this shit too late. Tribe sitting up there singing the fucking song, right? They sung the damn song live, didn't they?
Yeah, they were.
I'm not saying you can't have De La and Tribe nominated in the same category, but look, man, let's call a spade a spade. Everybody and their mama downloaded that fucking Tribe album. People who ain't even listening to rap downloaded that fucking Tribe album, and most of the niggas love that shit profusely. So, if you ain't gonna give it to Drake, you probably should have nominated Tribe and given it to Tribe. I'm going to just leave that one alone. But getting back to that whole mixtape thing, here's the real rub, man.
Yeah.
Giving that shit to Chance for a quote-unquote mixtape, they're trying to shift the fucking paradigm a little bit, dude. What they're trying to do is acknowledge niggas ain't buying albums and they're barely buying downloads and ringtones anymore. But this dude got all this free shit. Everybody's listening to this dude's shit. It was just sounding the alarm. Yo, music industry, look at this dude's business model. We need to figure this shit the fuck out. That's what that shit was about, dude. It wasn't legitimizing mixtapes. It was just a fucking sounding the fucking horn saying, y'all need to examine this dude's business model because he's doing something right that we obviously don't know about. So in the future, I will look forward to Katy Perry dropping a mixtape, Adele dropping a mixtape. What's that chick who sings Monday Night Football, the country chick from... one of them talent shows. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's gonna drop a fucking mixtape. Everybody gonna start dropping mixtapes. But it ain't gonna be a mixtape, right? It's just gonna be like new shit that they figured out a way to get through with all the royalties and all the fucking sample clearances and shit. It's gonna be a weird thing, dude. They're gonna call things mixtapes that are not mixtapes. Like we're doing that.
And we've talked about this before. As we were growing up, and even before we, you know, hip hop became a part of our DNA, a mixtape is, oh, look, there's XYZ, there's artist so and so's beat. I'm going to show how dope I am and rhyme over that beat. And then you put a collection of those types of songs, you put on a tape, that's a mixtape. A little bit of scratching, a little bit of hot shit. And there you go, there's your mixtape. As opposed to, here's the original beat by producer number one. I'm going to rap over that. And then I have a collection of those songs. And then I'm going to call it my street album or my mixtape. Really? No. It all got twisted.
It's just an independent album, dude. I mean, let's just call it. It's just an independent album. Red Gone Wild or what was that fucking Gilla House shit that Redman did?
Gilla House,
2004? I mean, I didn't call it a mix. Yeah, I mean, I guess it was a mixtape, right? I mean, that nigga shit didn't get nominated. Method Man, Cal Zero, the prequel. That shit, all them fucking mixtapes on Canal Street in New York, dude. The fucking Dell album, the third album, Future Development.
Same idea, dude.
Or taking it back even further, one of the homies I met in college came out from Maryland. And I was like, yo, what do you think of Black Sheep? Because that's whenever the Without a Doubt dropped for album number two.
Right,
he was
right.
Like, man, it took him forever to drop a second album. I'm like, what are you talking about? It took him like a year and a half or something since The Choice Is Yours. He's like, nah, man, that shit was a fucking, quote, mixtape album that was on the streets back east like 2 years before the video for This or That dropped. So, I mean, we know what a mixtape is. In the end, man. Chance represents a paradigm shift where Hollywood's going to try to figure out how they can continue making money off music, because right now, niggas ain't buying shit. So, again, man, anytime black man do something, what's the adage go? White man got a copy? Paradigm shift, man.
True indeed. So let's get into some songs. We're going to come back. We got Childish Gambino featuring Chance the Rapper, The Worst Guys, Chance the Rapper, Israel, and then Action Bronson featuring Chance the Rapper, Baby Blue. So a three shot from Chance the Rapper. You're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
All she needed was some.
At a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Roger. TN Tamara in my bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like apartheid.
Nah.
Hit some of, let's check my archive. I'm something so immaculate, instead of asking what's happening, rather blast a Jackson 5 in the back of an Acura, acting blacker than the Bernie Mac to Charlie Murphy's and Akon. The girls that you brought, man, where are they from? We were playing PlayStation. Why you standing there and say song? Girl, say song. No, this ain't a vacation. This is my house.
All she needed was
bought a new bag, 8K, nigga. Wanna take shots? 8K, nigga. When I ball, I'm a ball, King James, nigga. Uncle Ben in my hand, make change, nigga. And I'm out of this world like Tang, nigga.
That's a space bar. Man, I hate y'all. You only come around when you wanna play pool or my hot tub. Ice cream paint job in the garage. I had a menage and murdered the Vaj. But afterwards, it was awkward as fuck. Cause I'm nervous as fuck. You cannot get it up. I need a minute, cold water to the face. I couldn't finish, got the Uber from a place. On my porch, smoking vapor. Hit with the Sunday paper, listening to the neighbors.
All she needed was some.
Thank you.
Yo, 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 this is your boy Foul Marchie. Right now, you are listening to Microphone Masters Radio. You already know what it is.
Sparring is training, chain snatching the slaves. But a rap song is a match in a cave. Dim lit, wet wick, wicked wrath in its way. Drunk off of light, lies laughing, claiming asylum while shying in shade. I can't stay silent, I go violent when my violets is gray and my roses is black. Fuck the pharaohs and the Pharisees, Moses is back. I don't need to see a sphinx to know they noses was black. I don't know one temptation that had Otis's back. Sparring is training, it's a jumping jack. I'm the scariest jack in the pumpkin patch. Float like my jumper wet, sting like a bumblebee. I swing like a lumberjack, go back when I'm up at bat. They tried to label me a non-rapper. I'm an independent contractor, car cracker. Sparring is training without the training wheels. You made it, you made it, you made it, yeah, you made a deal. You played it straight, hated, graduated, waited, waited. You still a waiter still. Mice will always find out ways to steal. Picture me, fifth of Hennessy, and a swish of sweet. Fake identity, till a plug named Trinity shook me. Wake up, like remember me. Said 1 + 1 = 3, and you finna see. You ain't as grown as you finna be. You got them young nigga tendencies.
Sentimental energy, I let the lights in beside him. I stand like angel, sparring his trainer for an apathetic halo. Apologetic, non-religious, consequential fable. Like good is good, the loving me is goodly, or golly. But Bible say mistakes is necessary, so I Mississippi monologue to granny house. My soloist is sold out to attentive God. Cornbread on my table when I say my prayers. On airs to stairs with shadiness, it's time to rest or manifest. Sparring is training, I know they think me bumblebee. Afro-Americano Sunny D, but bet I sting, no die.
Sparring is training, Jacob wrestled with God in the desert till he broke him and he blessed him and he rescued his heart. I struggle with love, I juggle my loves, I cuddle and coddle, shipwreck and bottle, I huddle and hugs. Sparring is training, brah. Ramsey's watching Rain and Frogs. Jigga watching Damon. Damon watching Wayans, bruh. It's a tandem unicycle with two pilots and different maps.
You giving back?
I'm giving back.
Tit for tat. Synagogue and bottle caps. A body in the underpass as where's my Jesus. Pledge allegiance to the money now. We running down the kiddie parts where darker kids be casualty. Like come with me to the museum.
Excuse them, they know of what they do. Sparring is training, don't let Denzel training day you. Since they could catch a fade too. We be on that elegant, hella melanin, belly belly since the crayons and jelly beans. And now you know no name ain't never for none.
Hey yo, you know Chano ain't never for none.
And now you know no name ain't never for none.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch? When I'm with you, baby girl, I'm
because you treat me like shit. I pay for the bed and never even slept in it. I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things change, now my dashboard wooden. All black Benz like a young Doc Gooden. Dark shades cause I'm stone crazy. Girl, we grown, stop playing on my phone, baby. All your childish attempts to make me angry fall short, which only fuels the rage you have because you have nothing. Understandable, I'm shining brilliant with 5 Brazilians. There were times I used to hide my feelings. Now I'm butt naked in a Lamborghini and motherfuckers can't see me. Wait till this chick see me on TV. I make this shit look easy. Who would've thought I'd hit you right back?
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you?
And you wonder why the fuck did I ain't call you lately. Some would say that I'm the symbol for sex. And others would hate, but I don't give them no breath. Go on a date, I'm at the crib with the chef. And that's me. And you could order whatever. The specialty is white snake and underwear sauce. You could probably catch the summer where it's sunny next. And I understand it's only cause I'm popular. I'm getting topped off in a front row show at an opera. As Bocelli sings, the celly rings. I gotta go, you'll never know how good it feels to lay in bed with King. I'm not exactly flawless, but I'm gorgeous, just like a horse is. I know the thought of me succeeding makes a lot of people nauseous. Still, I'm on the back of the boat, taking pictures with the surface.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you?
Get a paper cut on your tongue from a razor in a paper cup. I hope every soda you drank already shaken up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins in the baking sun. I hope your titties all saggy in your early 20s. I hope it's always snow in your driveway. I hope you never get off Fridays and you work at a Friday that's always busy on Fridays. I hope you win a lottery and lose your ticket. I hope it's Ben and Socrates poop all up in your kitchen. I hope the zipper on your jacket gets stuck, your headphones short, and your charger don't work, and you spill shit on your shirt. I hope your tears don't hurt, and I can smile in your face, cause my loss is how Delilah changed my locks to a fade. I hope you happy, I hope you happy, I hope you ruin this shit for a reason, I hope you happy.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a I'm with you?
CNN.com, Star Saxon and J Love. You can hit us up. Hit us up on Instagram at Microphone Masters. Twitter is at Mike Masters Radio. You can follow the host on Twitter at Star Saxon. That's two R's and three X's. And then at Javon Love. That's J A V like Victor O N L U V. So I was gonna do a little quick hit, but I wanted to get to that Star Sax, the last words. I'm always looking forward to that. And when I play back our shows for my wife, she always gets a kick out of what Star Saxon says, especially, you know, Star Saxon is all fun at all times. So let's get into Montage 1, Liquid Army. We got Crooked Eyes, the Cigar Boy Freestyle, and then Razzcast, American Horror Story Parts 1 and 2. So we got Montage 1, Crooked Eye, and Razzcast. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
I'm not crazy, but a voice told me that I would lead a whole Liquid Army to victory over the industry and slay the enemy with 10,000 watts of beats from the ministry. Black Knights of the turntables, reach the people on the streets with the mic and a few cables, and use freedom of spit with the drum kit to recruit any and all they call misfits. They make the best soldiers, the ill riders, suicide bombers that die for the hiring rank, and stay cloaked with the stroke from the war paint. Camouflage ready or not, you gotta deal with it. 1,000 niggas with skills know how to kill with it. Cold War prophecy, death before dishonor, recalling it all like John Connor and T2. Music watered down to the point that it's see-through. Fuck that, get that shit out of my face. You can blog all about it up on Twitter and MySpace. So join me and mine, intelligent rhyme ring reactors, provide the callus for the rappers. Niggas speaks crackers, chinks and towel heads, ride for each other in this lyrical bloodshed. It's us against them, man against machine, destroying all the fucking robots, bust through the roadblocks. Fuck the cops and the CIA, They the reason why rap today is so cluttered. They lean into executive ears and words uttered. The contracts come to an end all of a sudden.
So Montage,
what's up?
We've been doing a lot of thinking at the record label, and we're very confused why we can't play you at the clubs and we can't make money off you. So we're done. We can't keep you on the label anymore. We're out. We're finished.
What?
Sorry.
Fuck it, Ben. I don't need a label to be heard. My internet word docs rock the block in every hood project. And even the compounds, a nigga got rednecks that wanna be down. Cause the government gags abounds. Anybody when they come and strip your freedom, read them rights and beat them. Gel them and then delete them from the system and eat them. Never see them again and put the blame on Bin Laden. But the truth is, New York is the apple that's been rotten. And DC is home of the devils on all levels. And Hollywood makes films, EA makes Sims. Telling us this is the future, but don't believe them, say fuck that, get that shit out of my face. You can blog all about it up on Twitter and MySpace. So join me and mine, intelligent rhyme ring reactors. Provide the callus for the rappers. Niggas, spinks, crackers, chinks and towel heads. Ride for each other in this lyrical bloodshed. It's us against them, man against machine. Destroying all the fucking robots, bust through the roadblocks.
This is suck. I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting at rallies and browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up.
Anniversary for Hip Hop Weekly is around the corner. Niggas paranoid. Think I'm back at it. Star boy, call me Cuban Cigar Boy, the illest. I feel like Michael Jackson with the glitter glove at the MTV Awards, rocking a fedora on some Kingpin shit. The flow is Neil Armstrong planting his flag on a Saturday. That mean I'm moonwalking on some weekend shit. I'm from the city of Long Beach, that's where police get hit. And the guns are so voluptuous, just wanna squeeze this bitch on street shit. My niggas are never snitch, rather sleep 6 feet beneath the earth with all of they secrets. It's G shit. But nowadays the G code get treated horrible, don't it? Different court than when Jordan was on it. All lame ball games, I'm just enjoying the moment when I'm recording that phone. In the morning, destroying opponents. See these rappers like the front, like they the ones that's ill with it. When it come to real lyrics, cause some underskilled critics said you was sick. He wouldn't know fuck shit, even if he was sitting on the toilet while the plunger still in it. Deal with it. Nigga, this is God level flow. What I'm about to say next, I'm freestyling, so I never know. Booth pitch black, watch bezel glow. This that Breakfast Club shit, nigga, the locks episode. I just attract those riches that racks come to me. I just attract more bitches than flat tummy tea. I just rap so vicious, it's a civil duty to be a star boy, like I mixed a class on civics and astrophysics. I'm out here getting at your missus. I didn't know though, if she ain't loyal, that's your business. I got the TDE strap, nigga, the shrap, no visit. Your abs in your soul, cause it's pointed at your gizzard. Don't act so suspicious. What's that? That's those crickets. I leave everybody he knows bleeding. Back row tickets, give me the cash flow digits. Give me the rap flow so heavy and food for thought that it crack your dishes and snap your dentures, bitches. Rappers can't compete with the wisdom. They still got the brainwashing they receive from the system. I could've easily dissed them, squeezing then leave them a victim. Cause we be taking beef literally like a thief in the kitchen. You lost souls, I ain't judging y'all, I ain't the magistrate. The plates is out of state, the chucks is rattlesnake. The bucks won't change me no matter the amount I make. Cause I know how to keep shit sweet even when I'm out of cake. Nah, I don't need a dollar to thrive. Before I had an Impala to drive with models inside, I'd open the book of real niggas, follow the guide. While my lioness gave me head and swallow my pride, I took all of my problems in stride. Gotta survive even when I feel like my extended clips hollow inside. Had God on my side, started from the bottom and rise. I lost a couple of friends, caught them in lies. Like being in a relationship, you need to break up and escape. Or staying with a deadbeat, you need to wake up and replace. Or Donald Trump shaking hands with Martin Luther III. Niggas showing fake love straight up to my face. Dog, that ain't nothing but a life lesson. I'm glad you exposed yourself, I don't like guessing. I'm in a swimming pool, that a shot callin', counting my blessings, ordering Cobb salad with some light dressing. Yes, your favorite rapper, you swear that he the craziest. Then you find out he not the savior that he say he is. All his songs fire cause of holy ghost writers. It's like finding out the Bible's written by some atheists. Man, I do this shit religiously. I do this shit religiously. Realest nigga in the industry, illest nigga in the industry. This is CLB.
Fire!
yo, check it out. This is Planet Asia representing Gold Chain Military, Durag Dynasty on Microphone Masters Radio.
For millions of new citizens, and the reassuring promise of liberty to those who claim her. These words carved on her foundation, she offers to the whole world.
Change that never was. How many times can you wash your hands of the innocent's blood? Land of no love, home where the tyranny shows the whole world America still on the wrong side of history. Non-threatening Negroes sing kumbaya. Sister soldier tried to told you they wanna start the race war. Bro, Obama got elected. Some called it a white lash. So this election, the white supremacy strikes back. Past 20 years, crime national decrease, but more unarmed shooting by police. Increasing white hate groups rose 813% just because we had one black president. Christian zealots, the media neglected to tell us. Evangelicals, the felons, believe non-whites are the devil. Same thing in the 60s, during the civil rights protest signs. Interracial marriage is the antichrist. America spat in our faces. Trump came down an escalator, called the whole nationality rapist. This China, Muslims and niggas. And half the country said,
he just tell it like it is.
Huh? The compulsive liar, war dodger, tax evader, three times cheater, he gon' make America greater. Billion dollar losers, xenophobe, misogynist, possible incest committer, you ain't got a problem with this. What? Christy Giuliani, Ted Nugent, Mike Pence, Roger Ailes. Damn, even Fox has some common sense. Damn.
Your huddled masses yearning to breathe.
Give me your tired and your poor. Your huddled masses yearn to breathe free.
It's hard to be a parent tonight for a lot of us. You tell your kids, don't be a bully. You tell your kids, don't be a bigot. You tell your kids, do your homework and be prepared. And then you have this outcome, and you have people putting children to bed tonight, and they're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country? I have families of immigrants that are terrified tonight. This was many things. This was a rebellion against the elites. True, it was a complete reinvention of politics and polls, it's true. But it was also something else. I mean, we talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income, we've talked about class, we've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash.
...2016 was a political coup with surgical precision. America's autopsy, let's make the Y incision. This wasn't my decision, Lincoln, Kennedy, King. This wasn't what I visioned. Make this world a better place, that should have been our mission. Take our country back, rally cry to opposition. Third party split votes, but people didn't listen. Blacks and millennials chose defeatism and indecision. Realest statistics I ever quote. Third party votes cost Hillary 90 electoral votes. Lost Florida, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, and Utah. A lot of blacks and young people didn't vote, cause they don't trust Hillary. Thought indifference was rocking the boat. Nah, jokes on you, dick. The people who took the time to vote, 71% was white. Latino showed up, but we ain't backed them up. We too busy trapping, homie, and that's whack as fuck. Trump won with less votes than McCain and Romney, who both lost. So blame yourself when your civil rights get fucked off. Put a sociopath in the most powerful seat, and an even more extreme right-wing veep. Spiteful Republican Senate, Republican House, appointing neocon judges to the Supreme Court now, and that's a royal flush. Down a solid gold shitter, exactly why the rich get richer. They want Obamacare repeal, yeah. 12 million people losing their healthcare, yeah.
Women's reproductive rights gone, First Amendment rights gone. 1960, they gon' send us back to Jim Crow. And trust this legal weed turning back to felonies. To fill the prison, somebody gotta build that wall for free. Deport 11 million Mexicans. Border Patrol, Nazi Gestapo for the Texas men. And when we mad as hell, 2020 election, remember they gerrymandered districts, practice voter suppression. And that kinda is where we are, sadly. Feels like I'm watching America's series finale. White nationalists took their country back, but never offered Native Americans that. Facts. I guess equality was never meant to include Muslims, gays, women, Latinos, or blacks. They made us scapegoats, lower class whites. Why so much hate, folks? Use dog whistles like the inner city and mooches. Hip hop thugs who sell their white children drugs. The KKK and the NRA with Putin, WikiLeaks, and the CIA. Evangelicals voted for Trump. The Amish voted for Trump. White Catholics voted for Trump. What the fuck? Even Jehovah's Witness did this. Drawn to a message of reinstating white privilege. Claim to be the beacon of the world, liberty's flame. You're just a nation of bigotry. We should all be ashamed.
This is literally white supremacy's last.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubsTNN.com. J Love and Star Saxon. As always, show love to DubsTNN.com. You can find all kinds of great things, audio and articles, and then of course you can find Microphone Masters on DubsTNN.com. So make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend. We're going to leave you with KRS-One, Slavery. But Star Saxon, last words. I'll go first this time. My last word is trade. So we know that Donald Trump is looking to do away with the North American Free Trade Agreement because he feels that America is getting the short end of the stick. But it's amazing, especially when it comes to, for example, manufacturing of jeans and sorts. Mexico is our biggest partner when it comes to manufacturing jeans, Levi Strauss, etc. That's where the cotton and everything is harvested and picked, and then bales of cotton are sent down to Central Texas and the bordering states to Mexico. And Mexico, they do all the stuff they need to do, and they create the jeans, and then they import them or export them to the United States. If the North American Free Trade Agreement goes away and this tariffs come, instead of paying $30 for some jeans, we could be paying $50 for some jeans that were $30 before. I understand the concept of free trade. I'm for the concept of free trade and let the market dictate whatever the price is. So my thing is, those are my last words. It's just kind of like that, be careful what you wish for, because I think once we go get there, then we're never going to be able to go back. And so as the world keeps changing, the world keeps turning. So that's my last words. Star Saxon, it's on you.
Yo, man, here's my last word. Trump, man, this motherfucker is all-encompassing with regards to hubris, white supremacy, and just idiocy. So the new one, I don't know if you caught this, man, but his nominee for Secretary of Labor, I forget old boy's name, but he's the dude who owns Carl's Jr.'s and Hardee's.
He had to
take his name, he had to withdraw his name from consideration today.
Yeah,
you never believe. Do you know why?
No, I didn't read the article. Why is that?
Jay, seemingly out of nowhere, a video surfaces of a woman dressed in disguise on the Oprah Winfrey Show from 1990, claiming she's married to a restaurant mogul, beat the shit out of her.
Whoa.
It was a domestic abuse episode. All the women up there are owning it, saying they were in these abusive relationships. But she was like the key person. She was dressed up in disguise. I swear to God, Jay. She looked like they had her dressed up like Tootsie. Remember Dustin Hoffman and Tootsie?
Yes, I do.
She looked like Tootsie, dude. And remember, this is like 1990, dude. So, like, the fashion was foul. Just foul. She looked like Dustin Hoffman and Tootsie. And she's like, you know, this fool used to slug me. You know, he's a domestic abuser. He used to beat me. And after 14 years of being married to him, I finally left. And then she like put the cap on it by saying, yeah, this guy who shall not be named, he kept everything. He got everything because he's a trained lawyer. And he kept the Porsche. He kept the Benz. He kept the house. I walked away with nothing. It was like the prequel to the fucking What's Love Got to Do With It movie. Remember how Tina Turner was like, all I want is my name. I just want to walk out here with my name.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, She said she wanted to walk out with her name. The woman on stage, Oprah, she was mad that she didn't get nothing, dog. She was mad. So somebody did some forensic searching and shit and found out this was the nominee for the Secretary of Labor position's ex-wife. Jay.
Wow.
She said he was so bitter that I divorced him that he threatened to ruin me financially and saying, I'll never be the same again. I'll bury you in the dirt. That video is on YouTube right now. You can't have this dude running the Department of Labor, dude. Not that you could beforehand, because he was fucking anti-labor to begin with, but you know how it goes, man. He threatened a white woman, so he got to go.
Oh, my goodness. And the world keeps turning. The world keeps turning. So, on behalf of Star Saxon, we are going to get into this KRS-One slavery. So, on behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. Catch us next time. Until then, make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend about Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. So, we're going to leave you with KRS-One slavery. Are you good?
That is not our culture. Slavery, slavery. Erase what they torture.
Never can your history begin when they telling you Jamestown, Virginia, this is what they telling you. 1619, white people are selling you. The only thing you did was increase their revenues. These are all lies. You gotta remember you. Get yourself a pen and pad. Write down what I'm telling you. First, you're not a sinner. Really, you're a winner. But a racist only sees you serving them dinner. So they try to make your huge history thinner. Starting your history in Jamestown, Virginia. 1619, they're calling you nigger. Them Dutch masters, that's why I don't smoke their cigars. But the devil's a fibber. In 1619, there was no slavery in Jamestown, Virginia. For one, Virginia wouldn't give statutory recognition to slavery to 1661. So
slavery, slavery, that is not our culture. Slavery, slavery, erase what they torture. Slavery, slavery, that is not our culture. Slavery, slavery, erase what they torture.
Word, tell me this. How can the first Africans be slaves in Virginia when slavery didn't exist? The long answer, you can save. The short answer is, this is how they want us all to behave. Like slaves in caves, killing each other. Homicide for the sister, suicide for the brother. But the real black history is a history you can feel. Black history includes the making of the wheel. Black history begins agriculture, which begins Egyptian, Greek, and Roman culture. We were known for sculpture. Don't tell me about slaves or Slavs. Eastern Europeans looking for jobs. They were caught by the Vikings and worked for free, then sold to any buyer off the Caspian Sea. So don't tell me about slavery and try to diminish. Let's talk about Nanny Maroon beating the British. So
slavery, slavery, that is not our culture. Slavery, slavery, erase what they torture. Slavery, slavery, that is not our culture. Slavery, slavery, erase what they torture.
Listen, every time they talking about black history, we gotta start with some slaves living in black misery. This is not our history, but some of us don't know yet. They don't know about the Kushites, ain't heard about the Olmecs. Our true history has not even been told yet. This that knowledge of yourself you need to go get. Black history begins the whole human family. The black queen mother gave birth to all humanity. This the first god, this is where you come from. But now that you've been educated, this is who you run from. Yo, the Irish were slaves, the English were slaves, the Russians, Hungarians, Armenians were slaves, the Greeks, the Italians, the Polish were slaves, Native America and India was enslaved. So how does slavery only apply to the African? This is what they want you to be, just bring it black again.
Slavery, slavery.